when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for. Got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, buy them all, 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
Well, who could reasonably argue with Bing Crosby, especially on the subject of being thankful and grateful for all the things that we have, even during these difficult times and circumstances? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only, and once again, I underline three times in red, only NPR station. And we are coming to you during Thanksgiving weekend, where I hope you had a lovely meal and are at a nice place that's comfortable and Hamish, as my people would say, with one or two or three, maybe four, but not many more people, because we do have to be careful about these things. And we will turn our gaze to selections from the Broadway musical stage that offers up, kind of like a buffet, a lot of songs about thankfulness and gratitude and home. So those of you who live on the east end of Long Island or Southern Connecticut, as many of our listeners do, know that one thing that this season, November, autumn, fall, is synonymous with is a ton of leaves. Yes, that's definitely part of the Thanksgiving time out here, the zeitgeist. So let us listen to two songs about autumn. One is by Maltby and Shire, Richard Maltby Jr. and David Shire, who wrote a lovely song that didn't make it into a musical, but wound up being in a review called Starting Here, Starting Now.
Autumn, it feels like autumn. Although the breeze is still, I feel the chill of autumn. Oh yes, it's autumn. It's always autumn, however green the hill, to me it still is autumn. I can feel the frost now that makes my spring and summer dreams seem lost now. Why can't the
today, because it is Saturday, and Monsieur de Bergerac will be here again to make you laugh.
These leaves at the close of the book of September, remember my sorrow. But tell it to see.
April is seen dressed in gold, not in green, and the fall is reflecting the fall of the spring.
What a lovely song. You heard a reference to Monsieur de Bergerac, so you must know that that is from the musical Cyrano, one of my favorite scores. It starred Christopher Plummer back in 1973. That was Lee Beery as Roxana. Well, we are looking at songs that represent thanks and thankfulness and gratitude. Here's the best thanks song, I think, ever. It's from a movie, but Bob Hope and Shirley Ross, who had very good Broadway pedigrees, sing it rather beautifully. I think it's a big broadcast of 36. I could be wrong. That's my memory. Who knows? Thanks for my memory. Here we go.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotels.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. Strictly entre-nous, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Say we didn't try. Thank you so much, ma'am. Somehow I trust we'll think of this now and then. Please keep in touch. I wish we were just beginning to meet again.
Did it go by so quickly? Really, it seems a crime. But thank you so much for something between ridiculous and sublime. Thank you for such a little but lovely
grateful. You're always wondering what might have been. Then she walks in, and still you're sorry, and still you're grateful, and still you wonder, and still you doubt. Then she walks out. Everything's different, nothing's changed, only slightly rearranged. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why wait for answers when none occurs? What you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do with her. You're always sorry, you're always grateful, you hold her thinking, live for her, you do live with her, you're scared she's starting to slip away, and scared she'll stay. Good things get better, bad gets worse. Wait, I think I meant that in reverse. You're sorry, grateful, regretful, happy. Why wait for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with, all to do. Why wait for answers when none occur? You'll always be what you always were, which has nothing to do with all to do with.
Bobby Short with a brilliant, unexpected rendition of a Stephen Sondheim song from Company, Sorry Grateful, tapping into that understandable ambiguity sometimes, ambivalence. How we feel about gratitude and the things we love. There's always a little bittersweet edge there, isn't there? Well, Let us turn to one of the aspects of Thanksgiving weekend that is always central to the holiday. And I hope those of you who are listening managed to find a home to go to that was not too, too far away and was still meaningful. This is from the musical Shenandoah. Very, very beautiful song about veterans of the Civil War longing for the only home they know.
The willow that I used to climb may bend a little more. The paint may all be peeling off the front porch and the door. No matter what, I'm heading back and whistling as I go. For better or for worse, it's still the only home I know. The garden Mama used to tend may now be overgrown. Our friends and neighbors moved away to distant parts unknown. It could be no one's waiting there to smile and say hello. Still my heart is yearning for the only home I know.
The memories I left behind may all have turned to dust. A penny our wishing well, copper turned to rust. I can't remember why I left or what I hoped to find. I only know that more and more I'm back there in my mind. A fireplace, a
sweetest
Well, on my list of things to be thankful for, I think Audra McDonald would certainly be in the top five, certainly in terms of Broadway personalities. What a beautiful rendition of one of the penultimate songs from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Allegro, recorded as a special studio recording. Another aspect of Thanksgiving, which is what we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street, would have to be food, the display of yummy comestibles that are brought to the table, hopefully by someone who knows what they're doing and has followed all those recipes. My God, there's so many recipes in the newspapers these days. Anyway, here are the poor little orphans from Oliver singing about the one thing they dream about.
Ventagli, regali, abbondanza. danza, quanta eleganza! Abbondanza, 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 quanta eleganza!
La luce!
La luce!
Frank Lesser's tribute to a groaning board. It's an interesting word, groaning board. It's Charles Adams' book called The Groaning Board. Tons and tons of food, certainly in the Italian tradition. Boy, for a Jewish guy from New York, he sure wrote a great Italian number. That, of course, is from The Most Happy Fella. Well, this Thanksgiving is certainly different from any I've experienced in my, I wouldn't say long, but strung along lifetime, and I'm sure for many of you as well. So maybe it was a slightly reduced circumstance, but that's okay, as long as you have someone to share it with. Here are two wonderful songs on that topic. The first, by Cole Porter, sung by the sublime Susanna McCorkle.
Since first we started out, we've simply run about. And life's been one long route, unending. We're always opening plays and closing cabarets. It seems to me our ways need mending. Let's let the dressy dames with hyphenated names in search of faster games fly by. Content with being slow, we'll never let them know. The nicest place to go is bye-bye. Why don't we try staying home? Why don't we try not to roam? What if we threw a party or two and asked only you? Though all the home folks that we know pay for it later in Reno, just being still might give us a brand new thrill. So why don't we try staying home? Let us begin to cut the folks who merely strut and talk of nothing but their incomes. Let's have no further use for going on the loose the moment orange juice and gin comes. Our little love affair will make us cease to care how many parties they're giving. We're done with being smart, and so we're going to start to learn the gentle art of living. I long to sit by the fireside. My man just sitting by my side. Wouldn't that be nice? We've tried everything else twice. So why don't we try staying home, staying home? Why don't we try staying home?
Darling, we'll go away. You and I alone together. We'll go far away.
Far away?
Yes, Hong Kong, Singapore.
Singapore? Why go anywhere at all? Must the view be so new? You have me, I have you. All that we have to do is call. Why go bouncing like a ball? Get our mail. Must we ride? Must we sail at all? Stay right here at home. Stay where we're at home. Why go anywhere at all? You do understand, don't you, darling?
I'm beginning to.
I don't travel very well. Boats and trains aren't fun. They're hell. Stay right here at home. Stay where we're at home. Why go anywhere at all? I have you. You have me. You have the flood.
That was a song from a musical called The Gay Life, I think 1962. Schwartz and Dietz wrote the score, Barbara Cook, Jules Munchen, Walter Chiari, I think that's, I don't know how you pronounce his name. It was about, libertines in turn of the century Vienna. They would never revive it with that title today, alas. I think it would be slightly misleading, but that's a beautiful song. Why go anywhere at all? Well, we are coming to the bend in the turn, the final stretch here of our Thanksgiving broadcast here on Broadway to Main Street. And I would just like to say I'm very thankful for all the folks at WLIW for taking on the station and continuing to broadcast the show. And my engineer is Kyle Lynch and Sal Lerner, my New York engineer, who's done phenomenal work this last few months because of the pandemic. So we're thankful to all of you. And of course, we're thankful to our listeners who keep turning in from around the globe, I'm happy to say, for Broadway to Main Street. So my way of saying merci is to play a charming song buried in the second act of Good Time Charlie. Not the greatest show in the world, about Joel Grey as the Dauphin Charles and Joan of Arc and who knows what all else, but a stunning, stunning little song, beautifully orchestrated by Jonathan Tunick.
So are mine.
God has seen it fit to shine his mercy on us. Merci, bon Dieu.
Merci, bon Dieu.
Another spring is on the way.
We'll live to see another May. We're still alive. to say,
merci bon Dieu, merci bon Dieu.
The wolves were on the run by late December.
The packs were few, the toll was small. Damage from the fire was very slight, remember.
Owing to the flood,
so all in all, it wasn't bad
as winters go.
I froze my nose,
I lost a toe,
and these were both
above the snow. Praise be to heaven.
A little pox,
a minor scourge. At least it wasn't like
the plague of 27.
Merci bon Dieu,
merci bon Dieu.
A little rash, but it'll clear.
It's starting now to disappear.
Remember what we caught last year. Merci bon Dieu, merci bon Dieu. The famine has been worse.
I'm not complaining, I lost some weight.
I'm still ahead, I lost so much before that actually I'm gaining even while I lose.
So like we said,
we'll thaw the ice again. I'll take a bath.
We took a bath. We will again.
Merci bon Dieu.
Merci bon Dieu. Merci bon Dieu.
Just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. When your bankroll is getting small, just think of when you had none. Sleep counting your blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count blessings instead of sheep,
and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Counting your blessings when your bankroll is getting small. Just think of when you had none at all.
and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep.
You'll fall asleep
counting your blessings.
Counting your blessings.
Who could sum up the beauty and the gratitude of the holiday season better than Barbara Cook? What a wonderful, wonderful rendition of that Irving Berlin song from the film Holiday Inn. Well, we are coming to the end of our Thanksgiving show, Thanksgiving 2020. And again, I hope you're all safe and well. And I'm thankful that we're managing to put this show out and you're managing to listen to it. And we know that there's a place in our hearts called home. And here is a Barbara Streisand recording from the score of The Wiz. I think she did, I want to say maybe in the late 70s, early 80s. It never made it onto any commercial album and was released in a kind of series of tracks that never made it. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for Barbara Streisand, and we're thankful to all of you. So we'll see you next week, and be safe.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I were home, I wish I was back there, where the things I've been knowing. Wind that makes the tall trees bend into leaning, suddenly the snowflakes that fall have a meaning. Sprinkling the seam makes it all clean. Maybe there's a chance for me to go back now that I have some direction. It would sure be nice to be back home, where there's love and affection. And just maybe I can convince time to slow up, giving me enough time in my life to grow up. Time be my friend, let me start again. But I still know where I'm going. I have had my mind spun around in space, and yet I've watched it growing. If you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we run?
time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.